Ezra Pound was one of the most controversial literary figures of the century. There's a new biography of him called A Serious Character by the British writer Humphrey Carpenter. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Halfway through Humphrey Carpenter's interminable biography of Ezra Pound, I decided that if I ever finished it, I'd never read another word about the poet, and I wasn't sure I ever wanted to look at another of his poems either. It seems to me that my interest in Pound has been neurotic. I've worried his anti-Semitism and his treason like a sick tooth. I read Noel Stock's altogether too admiring biography almost 20 years ago, as if for the inside scoop on some satanic rock star. I went like a schoolboy to Hugh Kenner's pep rally for the Peace in Cantos. If Allen Ginsberg could forgive the godfather of modernism, who was I to stamp my foot? I now know more than I need to or want to. Carpenter pins him down and breaks his arm and washes out his mouth with soap. And what it all adds up to is not much more than the confounding cantos themselves, quote, a broken bundle of mirrors. A few words on Humphrey, the Oxford scribbler. He has weighed in before with books as heavy on the bathroom scale, minute-by-minute biographies of J.R. Tolkien and W.H. Auden, and a group portrait of C.S. Lewis and his Cambridge apostles. He is tireless and sometimes sprightly, reliable on fact, promiscuous in his opinions, indecently inclusive of the non-essential. He seems attracted in particular to the religious crackpot aspects of his subjects. He went on forever about Auden's theology, when the less said about Auden's theology, the better. Randall Jarrell was funnier than Carpenter and smarter, too, when he said that Auden's theological ideas are, quote, all too often on the level of those brown paper parcels brought secretly to the War Department in times of national emergency, which turn out to be plans to destroy enemy submarines by tracking them down with seals. In A Serious Character, an ounce-by-ounce account of Pound, the submarines are Homer and Confucius, Lee Poe and T.S. Eliot, the troubadours and the Rosicrucians, Mussolini and Social Credit. The performing seal is Ezra himself, out of his depth, gasping after any old source of energy or inspiration, any organizing principle at all that fell to shaky hand in the library at London or Paris, by the waters of Rapallo. This modernist ignorant of Marx and Freud, this critic of literature who never read the Russians, this critic of art who missed the point of Picasso, this tone-deaf composer of tuneless operas, with his theories of brain sperm and funny money, and his hatred of the democratic virus. Pull down thy vanity, he cried, and his vanity pulled him so far down that he was vile. Sure, he helped T.S. Eliot and James Joyce, but he also envied and turned on them. Sure, he had to pinch pennies, but his father was always there to bail him out, and his wife had a trust fund that supported him in exile and paranoia. Sure, his experiments with verse technique are of interest to poets and their critics, but far from adding up to a Bach fugue, the cantos amount to little more than a botched autobiography, old bones gnawed and some brilliant shards of the broken mirror in a handful of dust. We'd like to think of him wandering Lear-like into his madness, somehow a victim, somehow cautionary. But better minds than his also went fascist. Unless we are willing to hazard a guess as to the morbid wasteland connection between modernist culture and reactionary politics, and Carpenter isn't, Carpenter can't. Give him a rest. Let him burn.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed A Serious Character, The Life of Ezra Pound by Humphrey Carpenter.